It takes 1.21 gigahops to produce this show. This is the perfect pour.
Oh, welcome to the perfect pour. It's a beer geek show. Woo. It's a show about what beer geeks they like to, at least what we think beer geeks like to talk about. I'm Mikey.
Oh, we know what they like to talk about.
Oh, we know.
We know. I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yeah, man. The next couple hours, we're not going to try. We're going to try to keep it under 2 hours. We've been getting rammy lately. We're going to attempt, which means now it's going to be a 3-hour show. But over the next couple hours, we're going to give you some beer releases to look out for, and we're going to talk about what happened this past week of us drinking beer and the culture of craft beer, some news and notes, noteworthy stuff. And the listeners, we got a healthy voicemail segment of listeners calling and asking us things, and various things happened during that segment. And
usually lots of talking over.
Yep. We'll talk over them. We have no quarrels with that. And we do a lot of drinking as well, because that's what's the fun part.
I love gold!
We had a couple of beers before the show started during our tailgating session. We had a beer from what I believe was our Colorado reps, calling in Janine a New Glarus. First time out of the can. The famous Spotted Cow. And I don't know. It was different. It felt like it was different than what I remember it. It was years ago. I think maybe the beer father might have given that to us, I believe.
Did you check your untapped beer history friends for tasting notes?
I didn't. It didn't look like I had checked in, or I must have checked in somewhere else. We also had a beer from the King Harbor in L.A. from the Garage Boys. What was that? It was a rice IPA.
So Claremont Craft Ale's Tiki Hut Dry Rice India Pale Ale.
Rice India Pale Ale.
It wasn't 6.5%.
It wasn't real bad.
80 IBUs.
Didn't need to have a 4-pack of it, but one can of it's cool. And now we have.
It was rather clear.
It was super clear. Which Nick has now, Nick, you've painted yourself into such a corner that any beer that's clear, you have to like now.
I have to. I like this beer. Thank you for making it clear, King Harbor.
Now, our new beer entering the show from Gabe. Gabe, he's still out there in Colorado?
He's in Fresno right now, but yes, he's in Colorado still.
Nice. Well, he's got to hook up with Colin and Janine sometime.
Yeah.
So Gabe donated a lot of Weldworks beers to the show. He was going to be on, but then he's got life things happening. Weldworks Mosaic Basic Bits. That's what we're having right now. It is a New England style.
Yes. Can we go back to the other?
smells nice.
The aroma is good. I caught some of that right when I dropped some nice dropped aroma. A bit in my
well,
glass.
It's Mosaic, man.
There it is.
You can't go wrong. They are out. Weldworks is out of Greeley, Colorado. I feel like Colin and Janine have thrown them out there. I'm sure they have. And
yeah, we've talked.
I think
about
we've had a couple before already. But
they have very clever names and labels.
Fine tuned beer.
They make for good
social
media.
They got cool amp dials here on the
amp dials.
Does it go up to 11?
These go to 11.
But does it?
Maybe. I'm not going to count them all. 100% Mosaic hops too. That's why it's good. I feel like if you just make IPA with Mosaic heavy. It's
That's weird.
It's gonna be.
This is a collab. This Tiki Hut King Harbor. Back to that King Harbor.
Claremont and King Harbor.
Are you trying to say all IPAs need to be all Mosaic?
All Mosaic. All Mosaic.
Ooh, all Citra or all Mosaic. Yeah,
Yeah,
Chief. Which way are you leaning?
I would say if I had a choice, Citra
or Mosaic.
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 Depends.
Oh
no, that's not how you play the or game.
Bells is going to be very upset with you.
What's the beer style?
Spilling.
No, we're saying if you could only choose one hop.
A single hopped
Citra, single hop IPA. Citra or Mosaic. Oh, you'd have a Citra. Interesting. I can't like argue with it.
We're not judging you.
I can't be like, no, because it's a delicious choice.
Because I like Mosaic light lagers, but I like Citra IPAs. So how do you feel about that?
I feel great about it. I can't argue it. There's no wrong answer.
I'm just trying to put you over the edge on this podcast.
Starting
wait,
early.
Wait for an hour. Another hour.
Poking the bear
I'll
early.
I'll do more of my annoying yelling at everything in an hour.
Oh, boy.
I try to keep it straight for the first hour.
What were you doing? Sorry, sometimes I go through social media all the time on the podcast. And what were you doing in Mad Duck area?
So over there having a little dinner earlier. My posts don't time out to when I was actually doing the thing.
What does that mean?
Well, I have those all the time. Sometimes you actually have to wonder if I was at said bar at said time that I posted it, or was it not?
Yeah, I posted something last week at that new bar. Uh-huh. And it was like a Tuesday or something. And my brother-in-law is all, why are you? You're supposed to be at work. What are you doing? Why are you having a beer on Tuesday afternoon? Like, I'm not actually there right now, man. I wish I was. Now I'm just bitter that I'm not there and I'm at work.
I'm so bitter.
And now he thinks I'm not at work. And it makes it worse somehow.
He's calling your wife.
He's like, yo, your husband's out there drinking in the workday? What? Oh, she comes down to the bar. Where is he? I just saw a post here.
Have you just been getting up, putting on your uniform and driving off, pretending you're going to work, and you really just go to the bar?
Yeah, that would be the cheating I do is just go and have a day to myself for drinking. Instead of like having an affair, I'd be like, she says, what have you been doing?
I've been drinking by myself all day. Drinking.
Yeah, right.
What's her name?
Mosaic.
That's a weird name.
Mo.
Oh, Mosaic. You wanted something exotic, huh?
Well, I guess it's kind of exotic, huh? I mean, as long as you have plasma to sell or something, pretend that you're getting a paycheck, you're good, right?
Yeah, as long as the money keeps coming.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good beer. Yeah. This is a good beer. This world works. Mosaic. What's going on in the culture? Matt.
Fastest growing small independent breweries of 2017.
That was last year.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. I forgot to put that in there.
But I believe this was an article by Beer Advocate. Mm-hmm. So there were a big list of things, but I decided to keep it to California. And I'm going to start in Northern California and work my way down towards the San Diego area.
Okay.
So they're not in numerical order, but...
out of order.
Over the line!
They're, you probably haven't heard of most of these, but apparently they're the fastest growing small and independent breweries of 2017.
All right. Indie beer.
So in the most northern of California, at number two was Goat House.
Really?
Brewing.
Where are they at?
Northern California. There were no cities on this map, and I did not care to Google each one of these. This one you guys have heard of, Device Brewing.
Yes.
They're 37 on the list. Brew Hall Brewing. That's number 9. They were kind of probably more towards the Bay Area area. Brewhall. Steel Bonnet is number 42 on the list.
That's like Marin, might be Santa Rosa County. I feel like it's around there.
Then there's Pacific Plate at number 26.
Or Steel Bonnet might be Santa Cruz. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Then this one was kind of more towards the LA area, but maybe more Long Beach. But it was Bay City Brewing, number 28.
Mm-hmm.
And this last one I know we've heard of, which is the furthest south, which is Novo Brazil.
Oh, ho, ho.
At number 8.
We got them in Fresno now. That's why we pushed them over the edge.
Over the edge!
Why can't we get a Tioga? Just can't. Well, you guys didn't really grow this past year. It was just sort of, I mean, not like huge.
Maybe we're not. Maybe we're numbers. Only independent. Maybe we're just not small enough for them.
Yeah.
They, so I mean, it was a link. It was like I wasn't in the actual article, so I don't know what the parameters quite were, but I just noticed that I was like, okay, these are breweries in California that they're highlighting, which there's, you know, over 200, but these are the ones in California that got recognized. So it was like, what would make that a thing? I don't know.
They didn't explain their math.
Oh, they're probably is, but
it's got to be just like sheer number of, you know, say they sold 100 barrels last year, and this year they sold 500 barrels. So that's a huge jump, and they're like, "Whoa, these guys are growing." So the percentage of jump, I'm thinking that's probably what they went with. Not the actual physical number, but the percentage of how much they grew.
Oh, it was Brewers Association. Shit.
Brewers Association. Edit Brewers Association.
Median growth from 2016 to 2017 for these breweries was 216%.
So they opened the door and sold two beers.
Yeah, Zax is going to make that next year.
The median size of breweries on the list went from 284 barrels in 2016 to 963 barrels in 2017. These companies represent 5.5% of the craft growth by volume for 2017, including 8 brew pubs, 40 microbreweries, and 2 regional craft breweries. So yeah, you just got to make...
a lot more than you did the year before.
Just 700 more barrels. Huh. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what else you got?
That's my news thing for the day.
Nick.
Hi. I'm doing some research at the moment.
Research. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
While you're doing that.
Yes, please do that. Please love gold.
I love gold.
He loves it
so
much.
Did you ask for some tropical lightning? Because that's what you're getting from Wilmington Brewing Company.
What's the clarity ratio?
We have West Coast style IPA. It is SRM. Unfiltered.
How do you judge an SRM on hazy beer? Like, wouldn't you look
at it? Somewhere between puke green and piss yellow.
You just look at it and go, never mind. I can't give this an S on.
Pilsner, white wheat, and Carapils malts. So there's no two-row in this.
No two-row?
At least it's not listed.
Is it six-row?
Warrior, Simcoe, Citra, and Amarillo.
Amarillo?
It's going to be cat pissy.
There's no basement in the Amarillo.
Going from left to right to right to left on your podcast style.
Good job.
Where's our lazy Susan?
Jinx. Yeah, we need that. It would have to be a really big one.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Maybe skeet. 2 small treadmills.
We'll just take the, like, get the conveyor from the restaurant.
Yeah.
Just put it on.
Oh, yeah, that one at that Yoshino's in River Park or whatever. They got that conveyor belt.
I have not been to that.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty cool.
Your order be right up. It's on the conveyor.
Yeah.
Breaks down right before it
just goes. It just goes to the restaurant, and you just take it off the conveyor, and then they plates have a specific color to charge. Like like if your plate's like a has a green on it, then that's, you know, $5 or whatever. Ooh. And then the waitress tallies up your plates at the end.
Six blue plates and yeah. three green.
So you could really get crazy and just be like, ah, I'm just take all these plates off.
All red plates.
I like red plates.
But the real expensive ones are square, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah.
When you get a square plate.
So West Coast Style IPA, Wilmington. So they're in North Carolina, Wilmington, North Carolina. I always like when somebody that's not in California does a West Coast style.
You guys know how to make IPA just as well?
They just can't do it.
Sorry.
They just cannot do it.
Mind the boom, bro.
But they did can do it.
They tried.
No, they put it in a can.
I saying. Like it, though.
I'll try harder. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm missing that two row.
Missing it?
Yep. Two rows not there.
Two run ro- one
what
rows
do you,
don't
what
work.
Do you think of this, huh?
You need a full two row. Want more tropical.
Yeah.
It's light on the
light
tropical.
On the tropical.
I want some guava or passion fruit, please.
I feel like when non-California brewers try to make a West Coast, they can't go all the way. They're just so used to having whatever their way is. They're like, there's no way you put this amount of hops in. There's no way we can make it this clean. I can't do it. They can't go all the way with it. It's so rare that when somebody that it's not West Coast makes a West Coast and it's like, whoa, this is West Coast. It's always like, well, this is more West Coast than they normally make their IPA, but it's still like half a full half step away from a real West Coast tasting beer.
I feel like if somebody did a true West Coast IPA on the East Coast, they'd be very nonchalant about it. They'd just be like, yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did it. I know how to do it.
Shouldn't you promote this? Yeah, we could, but you could just drink it.
I guess I do. I'm able to follow recipes. So, yeah, I did it.
I have the internet.
It's sort of math.
Science.
Yeah, this is still delicious enough. I'm not mad at it. Necessarily.
You're
I'm
not
just
mad at
judging it?
It.
Don't
I'm
get
just
mad.
Being judgy.
Are you mad at beers at times?
Never. What else? What else, Nick? What are we talking about?
I don't know. Do I know? I do not know.
Oh, we're buying you time over here. That's what we're doing. Aren't
nice.
We?
Okay, so Mike Hess Brewing, heard of them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was exciting when they came to town, I remember.
So there is a Southern California Facebook group of
Beer Facebook group.
Beer insiders, I guess.
So rare.
I was lucky enough to be invited by the SD Beer Talk fellas to this group.
I know them.
You do?
I know them.
Are you in the group?
I'm
in the
group. No.
Okay. So anyways, there's stuff that happens. I don't know if this is public knowledge or not, but it was kind of cool. The my thought trail after I read this article was cool to me. So let's see if it's cool to you. But Mike Hess is now only trading in 12-ounce cans, which means they have a previously labeled stock of 16-ounce cans that they need to do something with. So they are spreading the love and offering them to another brewery at a fraction of the price that they paid for them. And their solution was, hey, take these, rewrap them with your own label, and maybe we could help somebody get into the canning market, or, you know, it's a cheaper price than they would be brand new. Mm-hmm. But I was like, man, how cool would that be? This is like,
what's Mike Hess, what Hess get out of it? If they're offering them at lower than they paid for?
Nothing. They're just not wasting cans for no good reason.
They're just cool.
Well, they're trying to help someone, you know, trying to do.
Who does that?
I don't know. Ludacris.
Ludacris does?
But now I'm thinking like, you remember the Beatles album where they pasted over the cover because the original cover was too harsh for the public at the time?
I don't remember
so now
that
you got this hidden label under a label.
Oh, and then so you're like, oh, so like, what might Kess beer would this had been?
Like, how do you know? Like, what if you're drinking the beer? You go like, oh, something's not right here. And you peel the label back. It's like, whoa,
man. Secret beer.
Or like the Tool album. Remember the Tool album?
Oh, yes.
With the cow under the CD.
Yeah, and holder. It does you look at it differently. It changes.
Like, I want someone to take this idea and run with it. Like, make hidden labels beers.
Yeah, man. More like albums. Beer, more like albums.
Beer, more like albums.
Beer. We're like vinyl, but beer.
So you could shrink wrap your own new label over this old Mike Hess label.
Yeah. Now I'm going to be looking out for... Didn't say which brewery there. No, they're just looking for
it just
somebody.
Got posted up recently, so okay. I don't know if any takers have hit him up for it yet.
Interesting. Well, somebody send us one of those, whatever it ends up being.
I want.
We'll want to see.
Speaking of cans, and speaking of this new lager trend, you guys remember Sudwerk?
Yes.
Slightly our ahead friends, of the lager trend. Sudwerk.
Yes. We've had Sudwerk on the show. Great. They were ahead of the whole lager trend. They did all kinds. They still do all kinds of lagers, huh?
Yeah. I'm surprised. Like, I have not seen or heard much from them lately.
Yeah, I think our distributor must not be doing Sudwerk now.
You think they'd be the kings of hoppy lagers right now, being as that's the trend. So anyways, they're in cans now, 12-ounce cans of the hoppy lager from Sudwerk.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You guys excited?
I am. I want to try it.
Did you say you had some with you? Or
No.
Boo. Sudwerk, send us some of your new cans.
I've got it right here. I have not seen cans. Sudwerk in Fresno for 2 years, maybe.
See, I think I want to say maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I think they just probably aren't distributing down here now.
Damn it! Maybe they will now that they have cans.
Yeah.
Ba boo boo.
Ba ba booey.
Ba ba booey. 50-50 Eclipse.
Cans?
All you hazy kids are going to go crazy right now. Oh. That would be crazy. Holy shit. Eclipse in cans. Nope. Just regular old bombers. Good old fashioned bombers.
Huh?
Wax top bombers.
Wax
this?
Top. I only have cans of wax.
Did Sierra Nevada sell them all their old bombers too? Oh, you can relabel these. We don't want them anymore.
Oh, I would do this. That.
Damn beer geeks changed. Now I don't like bombers.
They just took silver Sharpie. They didn't have time to rewrap them.
Just mark off. Wait, do we have an intern? Hey, intern, here's a Sharpie. Let us know when your ink runs out.
We'll get you a fresh Sharpie.
Fresh Sharpie. We'll see you at lunch.
All right. So we'll see you at lunch. I think it'd take a little bit longer than that.
Well, that's they guys still have a lunch break. It's California. Dun, dun, labor dun, laws, bro. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. There are no rules. Beer.
Rules.
April 17th is Eclipse Day.
April 17th. You going to go up there?
No, hell no.
Line beer.
Line fest.
Line fest. I'm here for the line. It's right there.
Cool, sweet. Man. Thanks.
It's the best line
you
ever.
Here for the line here, too? Yeah. Pretty good line. Where are you going after this line?
Yeah, where's the next one?
Where's the next one? Go to Device? Gonna go to Device?
I heard they got a pretty sweet line.
Where's they got a line over there?
What's the line food cart situation like?
Where they got cart-wise over there?
Corn
they
dogs?
They got Porter John? Are they going to push a Porter John out there for him? Maybe. It's pretty good. I was in Fresno once at Tioga Square. They put a Porter John out there for us. It was pretty neat. One of the best line experiences I've ever had.
In one extension cord. It was like Hunger Games.
Who gets it?
Got to bring one of those those cords with the three prongs.
Oh, man.
Get three people charging their phones out there.
The cheater extension.
Yeah, give him a strip. Come on, Matt. Give him a strip.
With or without surge protection, though? How dangerous do you want to live?
Is that surge protection? No, man. Not going to do it.
Not going to chance it.
I don't have insurance on my phone.
So I'm a rebel.
What if there's a lightning storm? Blows up my phone. Where am I?
So wait, you're going to stand in line through the lightning storm.
Yep.
But won't plug your phone into the unprotected surge protector.
Nope.
Or a multi-gang power strip.
What'd you call me?
Multi-gang.
Line.
Okay. Line so anyways, line. Let's get back to this barrel-aged goodness that's not hazy.
Not a hazy.
Not hazy. Barrels include Basil Hayden.
Noise in the background.
Ooh, we have a real fridge mic.
Oh, that's back. Oh, that was quick.
Fridge that maker. Was quick. He's bored already. I need beer.
Need more beer.
This show's boring me.
Barrels include Basil Hayden.
Basil Hayden?
Basil Hayden.
That's a good band. The second album's actually better than the first album.
Oh, yeah.
Usually isn't the case.
I don't know what I'm pouring right now.
Oh, new beer.
Beer from a growler?
What's a growler?
One of these old-timey growlers.
Is that like a glass growler?
So lo and behold, I opened up my pantry, and I had a Southgate growler in it.
I see what you did there.
And I was actually headed to Southgate. So there's a growler.
Wow.
So you
How's
didn't,
Southgate doing today?
You didn't go to the pantry specifically to get your growler.
Yes.
What you did was look for a box of mac and cheese, push that off the side, and this growler was sitting back there.
Both of those things existed in the pantry, so possibly.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine, Jeff, he was like, Southgate has good food. And I was like, Southgate has good beer. And,
oh, yeah? Southgate has good beer.
We're not saying the same thing.
But we both agreed that it's a fun destination, not too far. And so we drove up there on Monday. And by popular recommendation of Rick from Southgate, he's like, we got a few new beers. Go try them out. So I was able to talk him into letting me fill up my growler with the double IPA.
Philip McGrowler.
Oh, you're not supposed to do. I mean, whatever, bro. Nobody say anything. Come on.
It was so good, I couldn't leave without it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So I kicked, I screamed. I didn't. I just
bought extra nachos.
I just pretended like it was a big deal.
How about
like,
I sweeten the deal with the
like,
extra?
I know the owner, and I have a podcast, so can like,
yeah, man,
you make like an
nobody
exception to me?
Recognizes us as influencers enough, especially around here. It's like, hey, man, you know, I got like good 20, 30 followers. Really bump up your brand if I'm seen drinking your beer.
We're just ahead of our time. That's all.
I guess. Nobody cares.
I'm about to sweeten the deal with this shiny quarter.
Casey mentioned that he knew you were up there a little bit ago, and he's like, yeah, we took good care of Mikey. And I was like, wow. Cool.
I didn't see him. I saw girls, which I was fine with.
Not complaining.
That wasn't complaining. But no, yeah, they were good. They were nice. They didn't like do any sort of, didn't give me any kind of special attention. They're just nice to me like a normal person. They have a waitress / bartender that looks like Sarah Silverman, but even better. Wow. And I wasn't mad at that at all.
Hmm. Okay. Starting to get Mikey's jam here. Girls who serve him beer that look like Sarah Silverman-ish.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right.
So let's go to Southgate, guys.
Let's go to Southgate.
That's enough of this show.
All right.
Mikey needs a beer.
Anytime Southgate wants us up there, we'll do it.
So I don't know how you guys feel about this growler.
It's great. The growler? It's a cool growler.
That's a nice growler.
The liquid inside.
Please be more specific.
It's very good. What's it called?
I'm okay with the haze level.
Devil's Slide.
Devil's Slide.
Hazy double IPA.
Nick just said he's okay with the hazel.
I'm okay with the hazy level. It's borderline that weird bitterness that hazies have, which is like sticks to the back of your tongue. Just hazy bitter.
Okay, I'm getting that.
But it's tropical enough to where I like it.
It's nice. It's not trying to be too much.
Mm-mm.
It's like, yeah.
Not overpopulated.
Yeah. It's just right there in the spot.
Mm-mm. Oops.
It's in the strike zone.
Yeah.
In the strike zone. Imaginary square.
In the square strike zone.
Squimaginary. Okay. Well, anyways, eclipse is happening. Go look it up for yourselves. I don't care.
Go up there. Up there, the 50-50.
Vanilla rye eclipse.
On your way to Tahoe.
Maple eclipse.
On your way to Tahoe. Before the snow closes out, bro.
Yeah.
I was up there boarding.
Yeah, you're boarding?
Yeah.
Boarding pass. What else is happening? Brewery Omnigang. You guys remember these guys?
Mm-hmm.
They did the Game of Thrones beers.
Yeah, they make mm-hmm. the Game of Thrones beers.
They are doing... I was tempted to put this in Looking Out For, but this is kind of beyond that. I just want to talk about it. They're doing a double barrel Belgian double.
What?
So,
no. No. And double no.
Double no. So they're aging a Belgian-style beer in a brandy barrel and a bourbon barrel, and then blending that.
Wow. Like, they did it in the brandy barrel, mm-hmm. and then they're like, all right, switch it out to the bourbon barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And I'm like, well, that doesn't make sense, but then seeing what all these hazy bastards are doing these days, I'm like, well, why not?
Yeah, leave them alone.
Leave them alone. Let's give these guys a pass. Let's let them mess up some traditional beers while they're at it.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're D&J barrels.
D&J?
D&J brandy.
Wow. Is that the brandy?
That's like the one that's like...
Is that the well brandy?
That's like...
Like if there was a well.
If work were to give you an alcohol gift, they're like, here's some D&J brandy.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's probably what they went with.
Yeah.
Nice high class.
It's a classic, classic gift brandy. It's not too expensive, but also a little bit pricey. So right. That it makes you look like you're spending a little bit.
But nobody's ever drank brandy in their life, so they don't know if it's bad or not.
Right, it's pretty good. Here it's pretty good.
Here it's pretty good.
You know, the guy at the store said, yeah.
Sells a lot of it.
Mm. Not one of those bottles has ever been opened.
Nope.
Yeah, everybody in the country has some sort of brandy bottle in their cabinet.
Eventually just end up using it for cooking.
Yeah. I have like 3 or 4 champagne bottles in the fridge. It's been who knows how long they've been there.
Are they on their side? Keep them on their side?
Yeah. Oh, really? No. Am I supposed to?
Sure.
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 I don't like champagne. Sucks. Except when it's in a mimosa.
Oh man, what about that champagne IPA, the dry IPAs?
That was okay.
You're gonna look out for that, huh?
Well, it's beer still.
Okay. I felt like I had more in my notes, but
I felt like it too. I didn't see them, but
they're all sliding down into Looking Out For is what's happening. All
mm-hmm. right, that's fine. Oh man, wait for that Looking Out For segment.
Yep.
Listener.
Ooh. I did manage to get myself out to a brew festival over the weekend.
Brew Fest.
Selma Craft Beer Festival, bros. It's a nice day in the park.
I didn't even know that. And that's when, because we all three have control of the Instagram. And like Reggie was texting me. I'm like, I'm in the like middle of just a shitty work day. And like Reggie's texting me, so what's up with that Selma beer? Is that good? The Selma beer seem good? I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know, man. I don't know anything about Selma. I'm working. Well, you're drinking beer in Selma. What's going on?
Yes, Mike, you were drinking
beer. No, I'm not. Selma. I'm working. And it sucks. Why are you bothering me? Nah, wow. Reggie. I'm just messing with Reggie.
Location, not Selma. Status, not drinking.
Definitely not drinking. Definitely not in Selma. Stop making me feel shitty that I'm at work. Reggie559. Reggie559.
That's awesome. I can't wait to troll Mikey more now.
Yeah, whenever you're drinking, I'm like, this is totally Mikey. I'm having so much fun.
Yeah, too bad Reggie's working right now.
Fucker.
Just going to check in the middle of the week.
Just tell my brother-in-law and Reggie, like, look, I'm having so much fun drinking. You know Mike's drinking, Becky? He's out there drinking. Tuesday afternoon.
I'm going to go get me an Oakland A's hat. To have like in the background of all the pictures now.
Like, that's Mikey.
Oh, that's Mikey.
Only him would have an A's hat next to his beer.
That's right.
That's him. Like, definitely him. Confirmed.
Woo! A's, number one. Beer. Midweek.
Yep. Mikey's, I'm going to walk in the door. Like, where have you been? Work? Not according to Instagram, dumbass.
Oh, man.
Nick.
Yes, I win.
Is that all? All you got?
Then once every, like, 3 weeks, I just go on there and post a photo.
Yep.
Yeah, and that completely confuses everybody.
Yeah, well, like, what's going on?
I find that most often when I do post a photo, it's like one of you guys will randomly post a photo, like, a half hour before me. It's like,
well, it does seem like it happened, like... Like, it'll just be like a week of just me posting a photo once in a while. And then all of a sudden, there'll be like one day where all three of us post something within like 15 minutes of each other.
Completely different locations and beer styles.
Look, I'm over here drinking. What the hell? Like, hey, got a new like. Wait, that's not my photo. What the hell? No, like,
I don't care about this like. That wasn't a big picture I took. This is a stupid like.
This is stupid.
Why would you like this?
Oh, somebody comment. I got a comment on my... No, I didn't.
What? Why would you comment on my picture? Why are you commenting on his picture?
That's dumb. I'm going to delete it.
Delete. Yeah.
Whoops.
And guys.
Then you get really selfish and you start checking how many likes the other two photos have gotten.
Oh, they got too many likes. What did I do wrong?
Why is he at 34 and mine's at 15? What did I do?
Oh,
it's not all about the likes, man.
It totally is.
You need a t-shirt that says that.
It's not about the likes, man.
Not about the likes, man.
Perfect Pour, episode
224. Perfect Pour. Yeah, Perfect Pour reference.
Matt, episode 224.
Well, guys.
Or what are we on, 226?
Well, we need more, Nick? We got more?
Nah, we'll move along.
All right.
We'll try to keep it under 2.75 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been trying to get Fieldwork to open up a remote tap room. Anybody, really. But
we'll Fieldwork, take anybody.
They still have one left to play with. And then I've moved on to Modern Times as well. They still have, I think, two left to play off with. Now they have only one left to play with, I believe, because they're opening up in Santa Barbara.
Why would they do that?
And not Fresno.
That seems expensive.
So I'm like thinking,
look at
like,
the deal you're getting in Fresno.
Right. I'm thinking like these other breweries are scared to go into the valley. So now we have to like pick a valley brewer to open up a remote tap room here. Let's listen to Nick. What's it going to do?
Man, I really wished I hadn't eaten so many burritos earlier. I'm feeling kind
Fridge
of.
Mike. Oh, man.
I hope
this always happens.
I hope you're not drifting sideways while you're over there.
The more you eat, the more you toot, right?
I hope you're not going sideways while you're over there.
Sideways!
Oh, Black Forest Cake Stout?
I don't know. I just feel like this should be something sideways.
You know, shifting sideways.
Oh, Blind Pig?
Wait, that's in there? Yeah, cool.
I can't stop you.
Wait, shift it forward?
Yes.
No, in reverse.
No, but
shift it in the reverse.
Foreign or domestic.
Let me help you.
Oh, there was the fridge mic. I don't have the song up right now. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, riding sideways. It was way off.
I was actually having trouble. I was like, man, am I dumb? I do not see shifting sideways. Why so, don't
yeah,
I
see drifting?
You did. You drifting and then shifting, but none of them were writing.
So that, I guess modern times is slightly closer. I don't know if last, like, would it be a shorter distance or shorter drive to go to Santa Barbara or Los Angeles?
If you had a, what are those things called? Wings?
oh, yeah.
Probably Santa Barbara.
But without wings, probably LA.
Probably LA. Because I think you have to go down and around.
Yeah, for Santa Barbara, you got to go down the 101.
Yeah. To the 4 and to the 7. Yeah, yeah.
West
the...
down 41. And then over to 101.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. Hit Figueroa Mountain on the way.
I got hit Fig Mountain. Oh.
Yep. I love gold.
Oh, yeah. Did you say 16-ounce can? You're right. There it is.
So we have Riding Sideways IPA collaboration with Spokeasy and Full Circle Brewing.
Fresno.
Spokeasy just celebrated their 6-year anniversary.
Yes.
For their tap room, they reupholstered the bar stools. They currently have 8 draft beer taps. They're up 2.
What? They got 8? Oh, they're getting a little crazy.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
And
what was the covering on the bar stools?
Your plushest black vinyl.
Plushest black.
Plushest black.
The plushest of
premium quality. They tried to tell me they're all, no, they're the same stools. It was like, I'm all, I know the creak. It has the familiar creak. But I'm like,
where's my creak? Same stools, same stools.
But I was like, there's no
they aren't.
There's no blowouts in the vinyl.
Well, this is cool because this is the first time we've had, or maybe it's existed, where a Full Circle Brewing has been in a can to the public, right?
Yes, this was their first public.
Official.
Public cans. Canning. It's got a look at this, guys. Biking guys.
Bikes.
It's got a hop riding a bicycle.
Yep. You will not be keeping that can.
And he's in Chinatown.
No, he's not. That's Ming's looking towards Audis in the city college. Okay. Come on, bro. Do you even know Fresno?
Well, now I see it. Yeah, he's riding down.
That's racist.
He's down.
You think every Chinese is in Chinatown.
He's riding near Spokeasy. So, I get it.
I think the brother really liked this IPA. It's kind of resiny, a little bit apple-y going there. It's a very traditional West Coast. There shouldn't be anything offensive in here.
See, I was worried. For some reason, I thought they made this hazy, so I avoided it.
Mm.
And so I'm really glad you brought a can because, yes, you're right. I enjoy this.
So I heard some rumors that Spokeasy might pop up with a few more cans of it, but as of late, it is sold out.
Ha ha! Sold out beer!
Reserve.
Woo! The woohoo girls come out when it's sold out beer.
Do they now?
Woo!
We have enough money to pay woohoo girls?
Oh, yeah.
The hell?
They in the corner on the stage and.
Woo!
Damn it.
Thanks, ladies.
You must be rich.
It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
There's some bitterness there.
Mm-hmm.
There's bitterness I'm not ready for anymore.
Proper bitterness.
Well, you know, Adrian, who just recently had a birthday. Shout out to Adrian.
Where's the
early cheers to Adrian.
Woo-hoo!
He's not afraid of no hops.
Birthday!
He ain't afraid of no ghost hops.
You just scared Louie.
Oh,
ghost hops.
Poor Louie.
Is that a thing?
Ghost hopping, where you pretend ghost you hopping. Had hops.
Whoosh, did I hop? Did I not hop? You be the judge.
Our logo. This is on the can.
Is this
our
the wide hop?
Represents the rebirth of our city.
Matt's got the wide hop.
Our brewery and our lives. That's Ernie, bro.
I'm laughing at your impression, not the actual saying.
So I don't know. I haven't asked the question if they're going to rebrew this beer, but if they did, I think it would be a good beer in their lineup.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you gonna rebrew?
I just don't know if they're gonna call it Riding Sideways rebrew every time, or if they'll just be like, if you like this IPA, you will like this IPA.
Hey, you gonna rebrew?
Rebrew.
Rebrew what? This beer, you gonna rebrew? It's an industry term. Okay, if you say so. Oh, yeah. Hear it a lot.
I know things.
I know stuff.
It's what I do. I drink beer and I know
things. I just
things.
Love this can, and it's exciting. We're having a sold-out beer. It's basically what this podcast is for.
Sold-out beer?
Yeah. One day have a sold-out beer.
Can anybody else get this beer? No.
No, they can't.
I want it. And
I'm going to record it and be a dick. Speaking of...
being a dick or selling out?
Yep. So, Stone Brewing.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Here we go. Here we go. Stone Brewing.
Get your armchairs ready.
They sued Keystone / Miller Coors.
Yes.
Because they're packaging a lot of the Keystone Lights like stone. They're using stone on their labeling a lot, very prominently using stone.
Right. The ratio of key to stone is very out of proportion.
Yes. It was very much more stone than key.
Yeah.
And so finally, Stone was like, bro, can't do that. Mm-hmm. We're suing you.
Mm-hmm.
And so now Miller Coors is countered, heavily countered.
Heavily countered.
Like, egregiously countered with, not only are you guys stupid, but we're suing you because we want to use stone. There's now Miller Coors is suing Stone for the word stone. That they want to use stone. They're suing them for stone because they said, well, we used stone before you guys even existed.
Yeah.
Which was 20 years ago. Keystone Light.
When people famously referred to them as stones.
They said that, and I was like, I've never heard. Have you heard anyone?
I've never heard that.
Anyone life. Refer to Keystone Lights as stones?
Let's go get some stones.
And so, yeah, they said, well, people say it's stones all the time. And then they said, well, we were calling it stones like way before and whatever. And it's just this ridiculous like countersuit. And but what it brings up to me, what it brings up is I was involved in the Worst Beer Blogs on his Instagram. Mm. And Worst Beer Blog, he's an independent beer guy, indie beer guy. Very, you know, very deep in the lexicon of beer geekdom, blogger, you know, and you think like, oh, a lot of people follow him. A lot of people discuss on his Instagrams or whatever. You would think, oh, these guys are all craft beer, indie beer guys. Like a lot of people don't like Greg and don't like Stone. Like, they're, like, backing Miller Coors.
Wow.
There's a bigger percentage of people backing Miller Coors on a indie beer blogger's Instagram than Greg.
Wow, I did not see that.
And there's, like, this wave of people. A lot of people don't like Greg or don't like Stone, don't like Greg. Mm-hmm. And, like, mm-hmm. I get that Greg says, like, I get why people can be sort of not like Greg, I guess. But like in the end of the day, he's still a craft beer guy through and through. And he seems like a good guy to hang out with and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, so like, I don't get this whole like beer geeks that like dislike Greg more than they dislike Miller Coors. They're like, there's more people like, yeah, fuck Greg. Just get a Miller Coors. There's more of that amongst beer geeks. I understand like beer people that just drink beer, just like, fuck Greg or whatever, or fuck Stone. But like beer geeks are like, fuck Stone. So I don't understand. There's something I don't get about beer geeks that don't like Greg and don't like Stone. I don't know what's happening.
I'm guessing it has to do with Arrogant Bastards marketing,
mm-hmm.
and what it did, because I'm betting Because I didn't know that any of that was going on. This is a way more interesting take than I thought this conversation was going to go. But back in the day,
back in the day,
when pale ale was king, Arrogant Bastard was the tap stealer that they were the only ones. Well, okay, this is just my little hole, mm-hmm. my little world of it. But Arrogant Bastard was the only ones that could knock off pale ale from a tap handle. So me being a Sierra Nevada lover, I got angry when that happened. Like, oh, well, what's your, you know, back then craft beer was under the import category.
Right.
So what's your IPA right now? What's your pale ale right now? Oh, well, we got Arrogant Bastard on. And that used to drive me nuts. Like, because I'm just not a fan of Arrogant Bastard.
Yeah.
I wanted pale ale. Right. Or I would just go to Newcastle after that. Like, fuck this. Newcastle, Guinness, Heineken, even like actual import beers.
Right.
So I think for me, I mean, that's what I'm getting out of this is that's Arrogant Bastard was such a marketing stunt. Like 805 is like, we make fun of 805 for being now. It's just a marketing trick.
Mm-hmm.
It was ruining what we thought at the time was real craft beer, real microbrew. Maybe?
That makes sense to me. I never really thought about it from that angle. I feel like those people probably aren't thinking that way, but maybe they are. I don't know. I just feel like there's more people just don't like Greg because he's outspoken.
That's probably more true.
And I never had a problem with him. I know he's a little bit odd and off, but that's, to me, that's what craft beer is. And he fits craft beer that way. And so I've always enjoyed him. But yeah, I do get the Arrogant Bastard thing. I've never, maybe, you know, 10 years ago, the Arrogant Bastard thing was cool, but.
But oh, now yeah, this is way...
Right, but bad. Now it's sort of, like, dumb, and especially late, that once they had to gain control of the Instagram feed, or the Twitter feed, because of that stupid-ass post they did that was very sexualized post that Arrogant Bastard did that sort of got Stone in trouble here recently.
Uh-oh.
So, I mean... I don't know. I get it. I totally get it. I don't.
Well, that it's not just the Arrogant Bastard thing. That's his philosophy. Is he's gonna market it beyond what the beer actually is. Like that's has been him the whole time. You know. He's hurting craft beer as much as he's helping it.
Okay. I'm enlightened now. Understanding it. I see all the sides, and no side is too right or too wrong. But hopefully Stone doesn't get in too much trouble, and at least comes out of it okay. Apparently, they're not going to make any money or do anything to stop anything. It feels like Miller Coors now is just throwing everything at it and hoping that Stone just like gives up and just says never mind.
Oh yeah, they're trying to run them out of money is right. What they're doing. They're going to be like, we're going to throw so much at you, you're going to pay through the nose to
it's just going to counter. Yeah, you're just going to be like, never forget it.
Yeah, your legal fees are going to be way beyond.
We drop everything. Right. Never mind.
That's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to. It's a money war now. Whose lawyers
right.
can run out of money first.
Well, that's all I guess I have to say about that. an advisory from our listener, Binge Clark, soon to be in the Marin, Binge Clark, or Santa Rosa, actually. Santa Rosa, different county than Marin.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. But he's sending us beer.
Whoa.
And... there's a new thing. This is an alert for all you guys that send beer through FedEx.
Okay.
FedEx wanted to have the 'cause on our UPS PO box that we have that you can send beer to us. Look in the show notes. The address is there for that. I just put Mike S. I don't put Mike C. I don't put my full name. I don't know. I'm worried about having my full name out there, I guess.
Right.
And so FedEx wants to have a full last name. They can't do it with just the Mike and the initial. And this is a fairly new thing, apparently.
Damn.
So he just said Mike Singletary, which is a football player / coach. And that was signed. They accepted that. And they also needed his license.
Ooh.
They wanted his license to have his information.
That's not good.
And I guess they're saying that this is a new thing that they're doing, FedEx is doing. So, I don't know. Now it's going to be a little bit, because FedEx has always seems like it's had the best reputation amongst beer traders, that if you want to trade beer, FedEx is the best option. But now, maybe not anymore. So maybe it's UPS now. I don't know. I don't know if UPS does the same thing, because I haven't really sent too much beer out to people. Wow. I just go and pick it up from when they send it to us. But so just an advisory for those traders out there. FedEx wants more of your information. You would think in this age of Facebook, all these places knowing all your shit, that people would back away from that. But FedEx is like, nope, we want to know everything too. We want to know what you're doing with your yeast samples.
Yeah. Where are they going?
What you think you're doing there, huh? What are you trying to get away with?
Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
Hey. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour. You can also email us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com, and email us some audio, specially selected audio, only for us, private audio for the show. And you would think I'd have this already pulled up so it'd go more smoothly. But no. Haven't learned anything.
Hello, Perfect Pour. Oh. This is Colin and Janine.
What's going?
We're calling you from Outska Black Sky Brewing Company.
Saturday night.
And we are on a bus brewery loop right now. So you pay $5. You get to ride the bus between 8 different breweries all night. And it's kind of cool.
$5.
Sounds pretty damn good.
And right now we're at our 7th brewery.
Which, when the bus didn't show up, we're like, I paid $5 for this.
So we just want to say that we've been in contact with Chef, and he's going to meet us at our range next weekend, and we're going to have an official fucking get it.
Definitely one of the best brewing companies in Colorado, according to
everybody. That's a whole different level.
Today,
that's another level.
Out of Range and Weldworks in Colorado are just killing it. So,
and he's never been there. And he's never had to get it, and we've never had to get it, except for with each other, you know? I mean, we get it with each other all the fucking time. Man. We never get it with anyone else.
So we're going to meet Chef.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Naughty sauce.
And then there's going to be a can release, a can release at that outer range that day.
So Breckenridge is about an hour into the mountains from Denver.
So we're being good Colorado reps, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah, wow.
They're going to have a Mad Fat Steep, which is awesome beer.
What?
Imperial 10%. Some other IPAs.
Mad Steep?
So, yeah. So Janine has something to say about Collab Fest. We didn't go.
But this just in. On our Facebook feed called Let's Talk Colorado Beer, we heard that Collab Fest this year had a lot less crop dusting than last year. No.
Review.
So they said the crop dusting less problem crop was dusting. Apparently fixed.
Yeah,
I don't
over.
Know what they did. Maybe they put corks in people's buttholes, or I don't know.
Bend over, sir. We need to cork you.
Apparently, Collab Fest was a lot better this year.
Come in, bro. We need
to
cork you.
Maybe we could consider going to it next year, since it was better this year. Last year, there was like several complaints of crop dusting.
Single camera.
So, Oh, single cam.
Single cam.
There's too much farting in this.
Oh, we want to give you some wedding beer advice. Yeah, so dude, we were in the same situation as you because we got married like 2 years ago. And we had a lot of non-craft beer drinking friends. So we decided to get a keg of something everyone would like. Like, I think we got Coors Light.
Yeah, we did.
And then we bought a bunch of six packs of stuff that we like and our craft drinking beer friends would like. And we had a special cooler in like our ice chest.
We got a cooler.
Or whatever you want to call it. I called it a cooler. But we had a special cooler just with those beers in it. So that would be our suggestion.
Yep. Anyway, happy Saturday, everybody.
Yes.
And keep up the good work, guys.
Yay!
Guys.
Guys.
Oh, it's going to play full. See, I don't know what's going to ever happen. Whatever happens, happens. By the way, the A's just beat the Dodgers and just got the alert over my phone.
So you were watching.
I wasn't watching.
You were watching. You could have left the game on, Mikey. We didn't care.
No, because it's distracting.
I can't remember
who.
I can't remember the MLB tone, but that used to pop up on the iPads at work. Somebody had it installed.
Oh. When there's like MLB alert.
Yep.
It's a trumpet.
Bam, bam. Tony Armas just hit a home run. That's for you oldies.
Dun, 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 dun.
I believe that was all our emailing versions.
Oh, is that Law and Order? Yeah.
Now it's time to move on to the voicemails. Oh, enhance. My God, there's a lot of voicemails.
Enhance.
Enhance. Enhance.
Enhance. Enhance.
That
well,
is
you
a,
can say those crops.
A Blade Runner reference
got
that's
dusted.
Blade Runner reference that's a Super Trooper Blade Runner reference.
What?
Enhance.
Ah, okay.
The Super Troopers are referencing Blade Runner. That's great. It's a great reference when you're referencing reference.
Excellent.
Voicemails.
Nats. Let's do more of that. Nats.
Oh, shit. What's happening? Well, it was working 2 minutes ago, and now it's not working.
The thing you were quoting.
God damn it.
What was it? Oh, was that forgetting Sarah Marshall? No. not forgetting Sarah Marshall. No, it was, yeah. It was the Baldwin on that fake fake crime show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's from Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Yeah. Guess you could say he's toast.
Perfect four.
Okay, we're good.
Beer,
okay.
Beer Father figured calling it out. In for the first time in quite a while.
Beer Father.
Yes, I Beer would still like to be the Illinois rep.
Nice.
For the show.
Okay, it's official.
I would be willing to concede Chicago. I do not live in Chicago.
Chicago.
Or anywhere near Chicago. I live in the 815.
815. 815, Nick.
Got it.
Famous for things like Cheap Trick,
the all right.
Rockford Peaches of League of Their Own fame, and Fred Van Vliet, the point guard for the Toronto Raptors, is probably a current celebrity.
Is he cooler in your book, Mike?
By a lot. Anyway, yes, I would still like to be the rep that's available. I will concede Chicago to Chef.
All right.
It's too big a place to control anyway. that's why I like living out here. Mikey, I know you said a few weeks ago you were looking out for some sketchbook, and I just happened to be in my local bottle shop in the area, and sure enough, sketchbook just hit our market a couple weeks ago, so I picked up some of that, and I'll probably be giving you a review on how it is.
Nice.
And possibly sending a can your way, waiting to see if they get an IPA or a pale ale in next week to send along with the Imperial Stout I just picked up. So, looking forward to sending you guys a package with some new beers in it in the next couple of weeks. And again, thanks for all that you do. Show's great. Keep up the good work. And I am actually driving. Cheers,
yes.
Guys.
Driving!
Yes!
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys!
All right. Well, Beer Father was never in jeopardy of losing his spot. I was just kind of prodding him along to get a voicemail out.
There you go. Good job.
So
mission accomplished.
Yes. We now officially have two Chicago, or no, no, sorry, two Illinois beer reps.
I'm going to call the later on in looking out for, I'm going to call them. They're going to come back into play. I have something for them. So listen up for that as we listen to Matt.
He's in the drawer. What's he's in the crisper drawer.
Sounds like he's getting food out.
Do you have
those are my candy bars.
He has tacos.
Tacos?
Tacos?
I like tacos.
Hot pockets.
Fresno. Hot pockets. Fresno, taco capital of the world.
So you know. Lime cider.
That, my producer Becky, she'd be fine with it. You can have one.
Wow.
How about a black butte?
Black butte? Don't you
regular
take those.
Beer.
Regular. Boo.
That's not sold out beer, sir.
I only drink sold out beer.
Hey, guys. No, it's Single Cam and
whoa, Marco. Back to back.
We love the perfect pour. We are hours in, beyond hours and beers into my bachelor party, and we're having a grand old
wow.
Oh, man.
You know what? We're having to get it. We're
bachelor
having to
beer.
Get, yeah, get it. It. We're using Uber, and we're not being stupid. You when we need
good
him.
Good job. Being safe.
We need Scotty B. I don't know. We're in a state where we're by ourselves.
Is,
we don't have any other support.
Doing back there?
But you know what? It's all right. We're having a great time. Hope you guys are having a great time.
We are.
Keep up the good work.
I'm glad bye. You guys are having a great time. That's fun.
They were not at the strip club yet. That's obvious. What? For me?
What? Oh, my God.
For me or just to open?
No. Open. Not for you.
I believe it says...
For everybody.
Dear Nick.
No.
Please enjoy.
For you to open now.
Aw. Beer buddies. It says beer buddies.
What do we have there, Nick?
Beer buddies. Brunch in a can. Bacon and eggs, imperial, coffee, porter, from Pizza Port.
Nice.
Get ready to get...
Open it!
No!
What in?
Oh, so it's Bird Rock Coffee Roasters is the coffee in here. Oh, what am I doing?
I love gold!
That's a good pop.
Oh my God, I wish you guys could have opened
this beer. You got to have the... Stop taking the aroma!
You ever been to a donut Stop shop it. First thing in the morning?
I could have swore you were going to say Flavortown.
Many times.
You ever been to Flavortown?
You ever been to Flavortown?
Well, now that we're asking, have you guys ever been?
I don't know, I'm waiting. Been waiting to go. Been saving up.
The aroma.
Bacon and eggs going around the table from left to right of your podcast. Now, I need to have a clean glass.
I am stealing all the aroma.
Oh, I'm going to use a glass I would normally use for an IPA.
I think Matt's going to condition his beard with this aroma.
I took a smell of it, and some of my beard started standing up, and I was like, get back down there. What are you doing?
Get back down. You're embarrassing me. What would Ron Swanson think of this beer?
Wow. Wowie, wow, wow. You know, this beer.
You're going walking on us?
Am I supposed to get anything out of it? Like the eggs or the bacon? Am I supposed to get that out of it? I would assume.
There's no bacon or eggs in it.
I just get... Well, I know, but...
That's the pairing.
I get the coffee.
That's what you pair this beer with.
Okay, right. But I'm not supposed to get bacon or eggs.
Would you want to if you were supposed to?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I think you misunderstood me.
So bacon and eggs beer, right?
I don't just want a lot of bacon and eggs.
I want all the bacon and eggs that you have.
It's good. It's a good, again, like, I think I remember this from last time. It's a lot like Tioga's, a rush hour. It's a lot like a rush hour to me.
How long is it going to be before somebody opens Very Good Brewing? So you're putting this up against Rush Hour?
Mm-hmm.
You're saying challenge accepted?
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's super easy to drink, and that's Imperial. Oh, it, boy.
It just literally says it's an Ethiopian and Sumatra blend that delivers a fruity blueberry aroma with spice flavors that blend perfectly with chocolate biscuit notes from the beer. This Imperial Coffee Porter drinks like a medium roast coffee with a balanced bitterness. So start your morning right and pour a cup. Cheers.
It does. I wonder if, you know, in the summer, I could just have some ice and just have an iced coffee. This would be my iced coffee.
There you go. In your Yeti mug.
For some, well, I mean, I know I'm looking at the can, but smelling this, it, to me, it like has coffee grounds and it makes me feel like I'm at the coast with like you just smell this and you're just like, you just look up and see the ocean roaring in the background and you have your cup of coffee and you're just enjoying the moment.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
It's Kelly.
And Bag.
Tony Bags and Kelly.
And we're Highland Parking.
Woo. That guy gets
and
around.
And we're Modern Times.
He does.
We've had all the uppers and downers.
No.
Uppers and dryers.
Whoa.
Yeah, a lot of vegan food. But we just want to call and say hi. We love you.
Hi.
You miss, we do. We do.
You miss Joey. We do.
Yeah, you really screwed up. You guys need to come to LA. Get off your asses. Come to LA.
Drive for 3 hours through traffic.
Who are you? It's the fact, Sam. I'm not. I'm with my cat.
Go south, down the 99, to the
we
off-off.
We love you. Goodbye forever.
Oh, the guy, Bond.
Goodbye forever.
Bye forever?
That's what he said.
Bye, Tony Bags forever.
He's never coming back from L.A. He's leaving the Central Coast.
Oh, man. That was Kelly Hoosecraft and Tony Bags. Perfect Poor Celebrities.
Hey, Perfect Poor, it's Poppy Libations, and I'm Hi, cooking. Poppy.
What? No, that's not allowed.
With a beer in my hand, obviously. I want to say shout out to Lumber Jose for being a gracious gentleman and giving me West Tampa.
That's hard
if
to do.
You approve, of course.
West
being
Tampa.
A gracious gentleman.
And shout out to the Fontana Gym for being on last week's podcast because that was awesome.
The
and I have a brief little game for you. And I would like to hear you discuss this, if that's possible. A this or that. So, question
or
number
game.
One.
Or game.
Pilsner or lager?
Pilsner.
Question number two. Brown ale or red ale? Question number three. Stout or porter?
That's
number
not a question.
Four. Scotch ale or smoked porter?
You should be right.
And last but not least. Northeast IPA or West Coast IPA?
Really?
Whoa.
Really?
That's all for now, guys.
Whoa.
Really?
I'll talk to you later. And keep up the good work.
Wait. West Coast. All right. West Coast IPAs or hazy IPAs?
Yeah.
West Coast.
Ooh.
Well, Nick.
Yeah. We don't need that. That's fine.
I have to think about this.
It's fine.
A West Coast IPA made by somebody on the West Coast, namely California, because come on, Oregon and Washington don't know how to make a West Coast IPA. Let's be real. When you're saying West Coast IPA, you mean California IPA. Nobody thinks of West Coast IPA and thinks Oregon Brewer, Washington Brewer, BC Brewer. They think.
So what you're saying is only Heady Topper, or not Heady Topper, what's the brewery that
Virginia
who makes Heady Topper?
The
Alchemist.
Alchemist.
They're the only ones that should do hazies, is what you're essentially saying.
Ooh, no.
If West Coast beer should only be made in California,
the Northeast beer should truly only be made in the Northeast.
No, I'm just saying that nobody outside of basically south of the Bay Area knows how to make a West Coast IPA properly. And everybody else in the country says they're making West Coast IPA, but what they're making is a less bitter version of what they always make. And
so that's what I'm saying. Are the West Coast made hazies not truly?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm catching up now. Maybe not. Yeah. I mean, I have seen that recently where people up in the Northeast are like, okay, this is, you know,
stay off our turf.
Yeah. And I totally respect that. And I don't know. I know I like.
Have we messed up hazy?
Maybe. We might have. I really don't know. I would like to talk to somebody from Maine that's like all about them, or Virginia or something. And because that's just so funny about Hetty Topper, how before they're just like, don't pour it out of the can.
Don't do it.
Just drink it.
Yeah.
Because you'll freak out.
It's fine.
It's fine. Don't pour it in a glass because you'll freak the fuck out, bro. Just drink it out of the can.
Okay. If you say so.
Yeah, yeah. Trust me. So that, and now it's just so prevalent. It's like, you better pour it out of the can and look at it.
And look.
You want to see how cloudy it is.
Is this cloudier than Tropicana 50? That's our goal.
Let's see. There's a lot of questions in there.
That's IPA.
Wait, okay.
Are we going to write it down this time?
Wait.
Number four. Scotch ale or smoked porter?
All right. Scotch ale or smoked porter?
And last but not least.
But that's only number
Northeast
four.
Northeast IPA or West Coast IPA?
We got to go back to number one.
Yeah, okay. But Scotch ale, well, let's deal with it. Scotch ale or porter?
Porter.
Porter.
Porter. Easy peasy. Let's see.
Shout out to the Fontana Jim for being on last week's podcast.
Yeah, Jim.
Awesome. Yeah.
And I have a brief little game. He had game to have been regret.
By the way, Jim drove from Sacramento. We said this last. Drove from Sacramento to be on the show. We said no. We literally told him don't. He's like, man, I'm up here in Sacramento thinking about coming to the show. We're like, no, Jim, don't do that. Highway 99.
It's
our,
not the coming
our
to
main,
the show part.
The main
it's
highway,
the going back part.
Yeah, the main highway that comes into Fresno is literally the deadliest highway in the United States. That's not a. It's just a mathematical fact. We have the deadliest highway in the United States. Thank you very much. And we're like, no, Jim, don't. He's like, no, I'm still doing it. But you asked us, you said, like, hey, should I do it? And we said, no. He's like, I'm doing it.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Well, don't ask us then. Just do it. And and then he drove back.
Yeah. Somehow survived.
I don't know. He's crazy.
I'd like to hear you discuss this, if that's possible. Gym. A this or that. So, question number one.
Mm-hmm.
Pilsner or lager?
Lager.
Trick question, but lager.
Pilsner. Pilsner.
Well, one is the other.
When I have, well, yeah. Sort of like saying porter stout. Kind of?
No.
No?
Don't ever say that again.
But I'm just saying like, but lager, when I, lager screams freaking big beer, terrible Coors Light. To me. And so I can't handle it whenever an unhopped lager. Now, if you hop it, I might be getting interested.
Hoppy lager.
But Pilsner.
Question number two. Brown ale or red ale?
Red.
I'm going to go brown.
Oh, one of the most underserved beer styles, brown.
Brown.
Poor little brown.
Poor little brown.
Question number three. Stout or porter?
Stout.
Stout.
I'm not going to answer this.
Wow. He abstains. Doesn't want to go on record.
Number four. Scotch ale or smoked porter?
Where I did that.
Oh, smoked porter.
We missed that. Still smoked porter.
Northeast IPA or West Coast IPA?
So, yeah, we get it.
Smoked porter and West Coast.
I'll still go smoked porter.
Smoky West Porter IPA.
Yes.
Lager.
Perfect Pour. This is Just Can't Win, Mike Montoya.
Montoya.
I just planned a trip to Portland, Oregon, which I know there's a bunch of beer, but I was wondering if you guys knew anything that was flying under the radar. I'm also going to Dallas, Texas, and I don't know much about beer in that area. So
that
any suggestions would be appreciated. So that's pretty much what I called in for. Give it to your work.
Thanks, Mike Montoya. At Just Can't Win, if you're a Portlander or more like a Dallaser, I don't know what they call Dallas people. Dallasite? Dallasinian? I don't know. Portland, I'll tell you one of my my favorite Oregon brewer that is actually out of Hood River, but they have a tap room in the Portland area that's Double Mountain. I would find the Double Mountain tap room, satellite room in the Portland area. And Great Notion. I don't think they're under the radar, but I would say go to Great Notion for sure. Breakside.
Yeah, maybe? That'd be a good recommendation.
Yeah. And then that Dallas is a great question because I don't hear anything about Dallas beer wise. I mean, anything. I hear about Houston. You hear about Austin. I hear nothing about Dallas. I've not heard of any. Like, is Lone Star in Dallas?
That's what I thought.
Maybe that would be the only. If they are in Dallas, that would be the only thing. So if you're a listener of the Perfect Pour in Dallas, hopefully there's at least one. Maybe you don't want to be the rep, but you're like,
is Revolver?
Revolver, Dallas? Huh? Yeah, maybe. I have no idea. But if you want to help out, Just Can't Win with some Dallas-Fort Worth recommendations of beer. Hey, wow.
Had a voicemail from Texas 2 episodes ago.
Okay.
It was metal, not ale and metal, but... I didn't write it down.
But I thought he was in Austin. Maybe he wasn't.
But he might know
what's
happening at least in Dallas.
Yeah. Crap, hook it up.
Write it down.
Hook it up. Now I'm interested in that.
I keep making noises on the table.
Wings.
Give me a liter of cola.
A what?
Oh, no.
A liter of cola.
Liter of cola? Do we make liter of cola?
Do we make... Is this Guitar Center?
This is Guitar Center, man.
Liter of cola.
I don't know what that is.
Liter is French for give me some fucking cola before you fucking liter.
All right, relax.
Where's that from?
Super Troopers.
Oh, God. How did I not know that?
You should know that because it's...
New beer on the show.
Why don't you just order a large, Farva? I don't want a large Farva. I want a liter of cola.
Oh, my God. From Taiga Sequoia Brewing, large Farva, double IPA, and it's got a picture of Farva on the label, it's beautiful.
It's a hazy.
It's hazy, so don't even bother giving it to me.
Yeah, give me more bacon and eggs, please.
He wouldn't know what to do with it.
Just give me all the bacon and eggs.
That you have.
Wow. We have really graduated on this show. I mean, look at the beers we're having. What a wonderful time to be alive.
I don't even know what year it is anymore.
I don't know what's happening.
Ugh.
Perfect Pour.
Ugh.
It's Chef.
Chef.
What's up, Chef?
I'm calling again from
Chicago.
Chicago, Iowa.
Chicago.
Guys, how you doing?
From the Chicago.
Doing okay? Okay, doing good. Okay, I just wanted to call in and say I love craft beer.
Oh.
Yes.
Specifically,
should have hung up
right
there, Chef.
I feel like works in very interesting ways.
It'd be very Paul.
A couple of weeks ago, I was feeling a little down because I didn't get tickets to Dark Lord Day.
The three flights.
But now, guys, now I find out that this Chicago rep is going to attend his first Get It.
What?
Yes, my first Get It. But it's not going to be in Chicago.
Huh?
It's going to be in Colorado.
What?
That's right. I am going to be having a Get It with craft beer power couple.
Power couple.
And Jenny.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I'm so excited. It's going to be so fun. I decided to go on a ski trip with my friends on a whim, even though I don't ski. And now I'm going to have my first Get It.
He's going to be drinking.
And it also turns out, by the way, I think last episode we found out that Colin and Janine were Indy and Marion for Halloween 1 year.
Yep. That's a damn good couple.
I don't think anybody knows this here, but Raiders of the Lost Ark is my favorite movie of all time.
Good choice.
Good choice.
But I think my only question is with that. If they're Indy and Marion, does that mean at the Get It, I'm going to be Sala? Because I'm fine with that.
Indiana.
I don't really want to be Belloc, but I could be
Sala. Bad dates.
They call him Belosh.
Belosh.
Anyway, yeah,
could be
that's
going to
be this Saturday at Outer Range Brewing in Colorado, and I'm very excited. I've never been to Colorado before.
Oh, my God.
And
oh
I've never God. Drank in Colorado so before, obviously, so... what could go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong?
Thanks. It's been educational. And keep up the good work.
Yay! Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to hear about
this. Nice.
That.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Asps. Very dangerous. You go first. Hazy beer. Very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
You drink first. Oh, dude, this Farva is damn good.
It tastes way better than it smells, I'll tell you that much.
Whoa! Bold. You're drinking local, bro. This
let's
is
get back to that.
This is sort of everything right now with craft beer is a hazy IPA that's local because that's when it's best. A hazy IPA, you got to have it in the first couple weeks.
You have to have your own canning line.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it's all about right there, people. Yeah.
Let's push that back down there.
Oh, wow, man.
Get that back to the people who truly enjoy
Hey, Perfect Pour, a.k.a. Joanne here.
Yes.
I just wanted to talk about some of the cool new breweries that have come into the Western Mass area. We finally got Pipe Works, which is super exciting. And their can art is awesome. I enjoy Pipe Works. Also, a lot more Toppling Goliath now.
They get better
they have
cell
like,
phone carrier.
I think four of their main beers and a couple of specialty bottles over here now. And we also got Speedway Stout in cans over here in our area, which is crazy.
Yes.
I've never even seen
awesome.
That anywhere.
We don't have
like,
that.
Yes, we do.
Anywhere else.
We do?
A couple months ago, I found a 2016 bottle of Speedway Stout in their regular bottles, and I bought it.
That's an oldie.
And it tasted a little olive-y,
olive-y.
But overall, it was pretty good still. I doubt they kept it at a good temperature or anything, so I'm sure that's what the olive taste was.
At a proper temperature.
And I think that's pretty much it. Keep up the good work, guys. Oh, actually, really quick. Nick, quick question. What's your preferred ABV for a stout? Do you like a really high, like 14% stout, or like
this
a 6.5-ish stout?
How do we not know
keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
But wait. Because we know. You know, Matt likes that 6-8 spot for the IPAs and likes that little 6-8. Nick, notoriously known stout guy, I don't know your preferred ABV.
Yeah?
And this is a great question. This how is we a do great this?
Question.
For, we've been here for what, 20 years we've been doing
yeah,
pretty
this? Pretty much. Yeah, Louis's on his second life now.
Yeah, Louis.
I'm actually impressed Bearded Brewer's been able to nail it down so tightly in the ABV range. I prefer the 9 to 12.
Wow.
For my everyday.
Every day? You want a 9, between 9% and 12%?
Yes. I'm happy with 1.5 to 2 beers at 9.5 to 12%.
Just like you want your one, maybe a second beer if you're feeling maybe frosty.
But I do appreciate a good 14% or every now
and then. Wow. No. Well,
my garage fridge and yourself would be best friends.
Matt just like pushes that one to the back, like our beer fridge here. Like, big percentage, push it to the back.
I'm the kind of guy where I'll go out to my garage fridge and I'm like, these are all over 10%. And I'll just go to the corner store and get a six-pack of IPA or something. I just look at there and go,
there's a fridge full of 10%. I'm going to go buy more beer.
Well, I don't have anything to drink in here. Close the door and go drive off.
There's nothing to drink in here. No way. I want to have several beers. I don't want to just have one beer.
It's not even that. It just, I don't know.
Just have the one beer and go to sleep.
Yeah. Having a 12% beer to myself just seems weird.
Just so do it and then go to your, then you knock out.
You do. You are done. Or you get in YouTube and it's all down.
You go to YouTube hole.
YouTube downward spiral.
I have enough.
Then you see Nick on his Facebook. Have you guys heard this song?
Yep. Remember this one?
Remember this one? Yes, Nick. Yes, 12:30, Nick.
And he's down in a home.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't post that.
Watching the YouTube videos.
I do. It's my favorite. It's my hobby.
My pastime.
YouTube tangents.
So nine between 9 and 12% is what you're saying.
That's one of the reasons why I like
it. Hey, Perfect Four, a.k.a. Joanne again. I forgot to mention also a couple months ago, a Modern Times beer made it over here.
What?
And it was the Amber. And I remember it was right when I bought it right away. But that is still sitting on the shelves. The same the same shipment from a couple months ago.
That's
sitting
terrible.
On the shelf because nobody over here knows what Modern Times is. And every time I check...
Fuckers.
Maybe it's another one, or if we're getting some other one. Kind,
I get that at
and
Fig
it's
Tree.
Always the same stupid Amber. Which, is like much old, and there's no point of getting it again. But
Amber.
Yeah, I couldn't believe all the way over here. That's pretty much it. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Amber, you stupid.
You know this is the same Amber, right? I do that Fig. I'm just like, I'll see one, and I was like, oh, maybe this is a new batch. No. There was one. God dang it. I wish I remembered now. There's one beer there. It's an IPA at Fig Tree. It is literally a year old.
Nice.
It is like 4-something-17.
Oh, shit.
And it's a year old, and it's right there in the front foreground, right there, waiting to be picked off. This is a huge issue, really, right now is... There's so much old IPA out, like the shelves are just like bustling with old IPA. There's just tons of it. Like, I don't know what to do. It's a problem.
I know.
It's a problem.
And you can't just be a hero and buy them to get them out of the way.
I've done that though. I'm just like, I'll buy this because I feel like it's like my charity. Like, I'll buy old IPA just to get it out of there.
But it doesn't fix anything.
No.
You know, it goes nowhere.
Yeah.
All you do is make way for more old beer.
Yeah, more old beer. And like, there needs to be a cleansing amongst the beer world right now. an IPA cleansing. All the shelves, there's a spring cleaning.
Yeah.
If you're a craft beer shop owner, spring cleaning time. Clean out the beers. I don't want to see anything from 2017 anymore. There should not be a pale or IPA on the shelf that's from 2017 at this point. It's over. Just accept that it's not going to get bought and put it away and get your rep to take it out of there.
Are you trying to say that they need a target end cap
for IPAs? Oh, and that's the thing. Some of the places are smart enough to know, like, oh, I'm going to put this on sale. It's 4 months old. It's on sale. I'll do that. I'll buy that. Like, okay. Mm-hmm. You've convinced me. I'll drink a 4 month old IPA if it's cheap.
The price is right.
But Fig Tree rarely does that. They're just like, still $18 for this 4-pack that's from 5 months ago.
What about this? What about you bring the Randall back? Can you rehop a beer?
I don't know. That's a good question. What do you think about that, man? Could you, let's say you got a keg that's 4 months old and you put it through a Randall. Would that make it better?
Can you rehop it?
It wouldn't be that good.
It wouldn't make much of enough of a difference.
Thought that would work.
Yeah.
IPAs almost get an off flavor after they sit a while. I don't think it's just because hop flavor is less relevant. I think it does kind of grow and change a little bit. Mm-hmm. So even if you were to, which in a, not a commissary, in a connoisseur, what's the word I'm trying to say? Consumer market. Okay. There we go. You guys would be more likely to French press versus Randall.
Ah.
And that used to be a thing.
Vis-a-vis.
French pressing your craft beer. But I don't.
Some mosaic.
I think if you were to get a 5 month old Buku, pour it in your French press and put some fresh Citra hops on it, I don't think it'd be what you were expecting.
Damn it.
I don't think that would be
like, this is going to be so great. Well, it turns out it's not that
I just
great.
Wasted $20 on hops.
I just did all this work for nothing.
Not to mention hops are expensive. Why would you waste it on an old
I could have just went down to my local brewer and got super fresh IPA, but I did all this rigmarole for
support
nothing.
Fresh beer.
We're in the perfect poetry, you beer here.
What's up, Jew?
Just chilling, nice and relaxing. Orally.
Good.
Some people.
Question that the school. Colin and Janine asked about a long time ago. A perfect place to have beer halls. I have three places. The DMV, of course, you need a beer because those lines are long and kind of mellow you out so you don't beat up somebody. Also, I think at your local swap meet, it kind of loosens your conversation skills, so it might help you purchase something for cheaper. You know, maybe you can bargain even better homes. And the third place, I say church.
George.
Because if they had beer at church, I'd be at church every day, homes. I'd be praising Jesus. I say, what are they? Oh, all right. Enough of that, homes.
What are
they? All right. So, question to you three.
Mm-hmm.
Spring is in the air.
It is.
The rain has gone. The beautiful days are here. So here's the question. What beer do you drink when you're washing and detailing your car?
Mm-hmm.
And what music are you pairing with the whole event? So for instance, V-Homes, I'm buying a variety pack from Firestone Walker Homes. Give me that 31 Pale that's extinct, but you know, that Union Jack, that DBA.
I don't know.
And I can go through the whole 12-pack, 30-pack, 32-pack from Costco, Sam's Club, and detail all the cars in my house. music on Planos, probably be like that Warren Anthology. Yeah. Let that shit just play, homes. Orale. So what do you guys drink and play while detailing your ground fly, detail. Your ride, your bucket, homes? Orale. Chew your beer, and I'm out, eh? Peace out, eh?
Peace out.
Getting ready to go to the remate.
Remate.
Remate beers.
Thanks, Joe. That, dude, the large Farva.
Uh-huh.
Farva.
Favre.
We had Matt brought it last week.
Yes,
it was warm. He put it in the free. He did the freezer trick of cooling it down.
Did we forget?
We forgot.
Did it so well.
Forgot. The next day, Matt's like, "Hey, we forgot that beer in the freezer." Like, oh yeah, I took it out. It's like completely solid, just like a rock. I was like, yeah, son we of screwed that up. He's like, oh, just drink it. It still tastes great. It was a frozen solid. It was a rock, and it's unfrozen. It still tastes great.
Yeah.
Wonder what it tastes like without going through a freezing process.
Flavor saver.
I wanted him to bring another one so that we could do it side by side of a frozen, previously frozen.
Hey, you gotta tell me that if you want me to. Well,
I did it last week, but yeah, I meant to say it today and I totally forgot.
Oh man!
One day.
I don't know if I have a detailing beer. Oh, he's back.
Here's a quick thing. If my first voicemail got cut, I think I know why it happened. I think when you call your show and you get a text message, the shit fucking hangs up on you.
So if
my voicemail didn't go through, was because I was getting fucking bombarded by text by fucking Zorro, not Zorro, Holmes. Anyways, Holmes. It's funny because we were texting each other, right? It's funny though, but Chewy Beer kind of has his own little ale trail, isn't it? Check it out, eh? If you think about it, if you go to
Brooklyn, he speaks in the third person.
You can find my autograph, eh? And if you go to Zach's Brewery, once it's open, you're going to find Chocotazo. If you go to A1A Brewery, there's a special place where they have an original Chocotazo bottle. It's not full, it's empty. In the rafters, and you have to find it. So it's kind of like an Easter egg. Eh?
I like it.
And if you go to McLeod, they too also have a bottle that's on one of their shelves, but you have to look for it. So in kind of a way, and Transplant also has a signature of Chew Your Beer on one of their panels. I won't tell you because you have to find it, but that's kind of funny. Eh? So I'm kind of like creating my own little ale trail with the map, and you gotta find these Easter eggs, eh? Chew Your Beer's all over, eh? But other than that, Holmes, it's kind of funny. I was talking with Zorro, and actually, I remember that. And I had a call, and then I realized I got cut off. It was because he was fucking texting me, eh? But yeah, Chew Your Beer's got a fucking ale trail, Holmes. So I'm gonna keep doing that shit, eh? And then sooner or later, I'll print out some fucking maps, eh? And if you take selfies with these little Easter eggs, Chew Your Beer will fucking barbecue for you, eh? Or I'll just fucking hang out with you, huh? Or I'll do something, huh? That's kind of fucking feeding me. Oh, another thing, Holmes. Look out for a fill in the blank contest. Chew Your Beer, I was under the weather. I had kind of like a flu. Calling more of a cold. So, question to you guys. Best beer to pair with a cold.
Peace out, Chief. Thanks. Thank you.
Peace out.
Yeah. Well, when I have a bad cold, you don't want to have any beer, but if it's been a day or two, I'm like, God, how could I have gone this long without a beer? And if it starts slightly improving, I'm on the upswing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I can have a beer now.
Yep.
I guess it would be something light. It wouldn't be heavy, but
I'd want something that cuts to get through all that.
Oh yeah,
that just sick mouth that you've had all week.
Yeah, maybe it would be something heavy,
bitter and hoppy. I'd get at least a torpedo, Sierra Nevada torpedo. That's like baseline recovery.
Would you drink being sick?
Yeah,
Matt. Yeah, no problem.
I mean, if you're on medication or. If you just have a fever, the buzz
better.
If you're on medication and you have a fever, that's a different story. But if it's kind of like one of those things where you woke up and you're like, oh, there's a tickle in my throat. And you get later in the evening and you're like, oh, man, I have a sore throat now. And my head feels kind of congested. Be like, I'm still going to have a beer.
Yeah, beer's still great.
Yeah. Wake still up the great. Next morning, still don't feel that great. Later in the afternoon.
I'll feel better when I have a beer.
Yep.
Damn it. I feel so shitty because I drank so much beer last night. I need to get the beer drinking so I can feel better.
Hair of the dog.
It's like one of those things where, you know, you kind of panic about, oh, man, maybe I'm sick and, you know, this and that. And it's just like you look at all major symptoms of, like, major diseases and colds. They're like, oh, you know, weight loss, fever, throwing up, vomiting, you know, looking sideways. It's like, okay.
Not that problem.
You're like, I'm just irritated and I feel kind of grumpy and a little bit tired. And you're like, yeah, that's still, yeah, I could drink. Just know your symptoms.
Hey, this is Paul from Fairfax with a perfect pour blast from the past.
Hi, Paul.
Does anybody remember years ago when you guys had, for some reason, everybody call in with their favorite movie line? I don't know why. I don't know what the impetus was for it, but I remember we were all calling in, and nobody was calling in and saying, hey, this is Fontana Jim, and this is my favorite movie line. People were just calling in and saying, blah, 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 blah. Like, I called in with a couple Jeff Spicoli lines. Anyway, just thought I'd bring that up for the heck of it. And yes, it's true. The secret's out. Pizza. Benj Clark is moving to Santa Rosa so he and I can start a podcast together. So damn, look out, world.
Damn it.
No. It's over.
We're over.
Okay. Enough silliness. I will talk to you soon. Cheers. And keep up the good work, guys.
So, I have no memory of this episode.
So they're going to start the Bay Pride podcast.
Bay Pride. Like, it's called Way Better Than the Perfect Pour. That's the podcast name.
But it's the Bay Area Pride podcast. Come on.
I like that.
You don't have a, you know, nothing?
I don't know.
It's
don't
lost know. On you?
I get it. I think I get it. I think I get it. I think I like it.
No, I do vaguely remember us requesting people to call in with their favorite movie quotes. And it just spawned just a random storm of just like awkward voicemails and just be like, hey, Red Rob. And that was it.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. It was a sled.
Spoiler. But most of them I remember being way worse, where we're just like, what was that?
Wow. Do we have a research and analytical team?
Well, Scotty B was supposed to be our record keeper.
Okay, so if the next voicemail is not Paul just saying a line from a movie, I'm going to be disappointed.
Scotty B was our historian.
Yeah. Guys!
Yeah, there's Scotty B! Scotty B!
Hey, so I got some bad news.
Uh-oh.
That red IPA, blech, I don't like it.
Oh,
I'm not 100% sure what happened. I have some ideas, but regardless.
Scotty B, you're an award-winning brewer. You should know what happened.
I'm going to make a red IPA, and
he's all judgy.
It's going to be good. It's going to happen. The next beer I brew, it's going to be a red IPA that's going to be finger-licking good. Can beverages be finger licking good, or is that just greasy chicken type stuff? I don't know. But anyway, sorry to let you down on that. I was really had high hopes. Of course, I was going to share it with you, but I ain't going to share it with you now. No. Nope. But I do have somebody who has a still that I can give it to and turn it into whiskey. Isn't that fun? I think it's fun. Don't worry, it's totally legal. It's completely legal to have a water still. And beer is mostly water, so it's perfectly fine to do.
I get what you're trying to say here.
Yeah. Try that with the officer. Legal on me. Officer, well, it's mostly water.
I'd share that with you. I'm sure there's other stuff I could mention, but can't think of it. So keep up the great work! I'm trying!
Scotty B!
I sure do love my distilled water.
Oh, yeah.
And it's endless amounts of purposes.
Producer Becky is all about the filtered distilled water. Ooh. Sometimes I'll get spring water, you know, like Arrowhead, or some of them are just spring water.
Yeah.
It's water. It's water. Like, no, Get the filtered.
Filtered.
Get the distilled.
You don't want the bear shit creek water. Yeah. You want water that's been boiled and then had minerals added to it.
Mm. Ooh, Dasani.
Minerals. Dasani. Dasani is so good.
Mm-hmm. It's only. Hey, Casey, from Santa Clara, California, hanging out in Taplands, right?
That's it. I gotta replay that. Sorry.
What was that?
It's Casey, from Santa Clara, California, hanging out in Taplands, right? Colorado, living in Florida, hanging out with Fontana Jim.
What? Dang, Fontana Jim's just having a ball. I thought he was threatening to come here again.
Wow.
I just saw on social media, he's like, should I go back to the perfect four?
Is he still close?
I'm I'm 3 hours away. Should I drive there? No, you shouldn't. Maybe I will. I'm trying to
remember. It's Casey. From Denver, Casey? California, hanging out in Taplands, right? Colorado. Wayne
Park?
Florida, hanging out with Fontana Jim.
Wow. Look at Fontana Jim. He's just having a ball out there.
I don't know.
He's just out there having a ball.
Here, so I'm out in the Bay Area, and I figured since I went to Alvarado and picked up their cool strawberry milkshake double IPA, maybe I swing back to Fresno and try and make it 2 weeks in a row.
Here he goes.
If I time it right, I can get there, you know, right about, I don't know, the time you guys are listening to voicemail, walk in.
Where
and
are
surprise you?
You
guys.
Where are you, Jim?
Anyway, cheers.
All right,
we're having
Jim.
To get it.
Oh, I was hoping he would actually walk in right now.
Oh,
that
man.
That would have been epic.
I would have shit my pants if he did.
That would have been epic. Almost, Jim. Don't do that, Jim. Stay wherever you're at and drink. That's way better option. I mean, come on. This is a
car sound.
Shh. Everyone, so we got butt dialed.
Sounds like a car.
Please. Oh,
that's Jim driving right now, isn't it?
No, it's a different number. Come on. Ah!
Man.
Damn it, I wanted to hear something.
You know what my favorite part of that voicemail was?
That was good. But yeah. I liked...
That was truck on the road. Windows cracked for ventilation.
Yep. And the final voicemail of the week. What a great voicemail week it was.
Hey, guys. I'm not sure if it's going to make it on the show or not, but, yeah, it turns out I'm not going to make it to Fresno tonight.
What?
It turns out I'm still in Santa Clara at Taplands drinking, and, well,
because that's an infinitely better option.
I Ubered here with a complete plan of Ubering back to my hotel, so I'll be at work tomorrow morning, and hopefully you guys will be, too. And, hey, keep up the good work, guys. Oh, roll that back.
Whoa.
The beer that was called in earlier, that IPA, that was I'm Peach by Stone Brewing. See ya.
All right.
Oh, I'm Peach, like Impeach.
Impeach since that's on Peach.
Gotcha.
Guys.
Wow.
Oh,
now we're dropping
just the wait. Just wait. Next week. There'll be a guys.
Okay.
We'll have no idea. We're like, whoa. 559-492-0542. That's a voicemail line. We love new voicemail callers. We hate all these old ones.
We do?
No, I'm joking. Okay. But so, we love people to call in and give us stuff to talk about. Thank you guys, everyone contributing to the show on the voicemails.
So who was it that was looking for Dallas beers? Was that Just Can't Win?
I think so. I think Just Can't Win is going to be there soon.
Okay, so look for, if I got this right, look for Beer Metal Dude. Aaron is from San Antonio.
All right.
I believe he's the one that called.
Right. He's in San Antonio. Very different city.
But he may know
the Dallas scene, at least.
He's in the beer world, so he should know.
Yeah.
He's from San Antonio, but he should know at least have heard of a brewery in
We're trying to help. This is what we like to do. We try to help.
Yeah.
Looking out for beers. Ooh, man. getting close to 2 hours in, and we're just now getting a look at Alphabar beers.
Here we go.
Real quickly, I'm just going to say Devil's Canyon Brewing, they now are canning, and that the full bore Scotch Ale, which is sort of the quintessential Devil's Canyon beer.
See?
That's they got them in 12-ounce cans, six packs, April 20th. They're launching that, so look out for that. My friend Aaron was in all this Illinois talk. It's weird. He was in Chicago the past couple of days. He's like, dude, I'm having some beer from Noon Whistle, one called Gummy Vortex and one called Hot Prism. He's like, you gotta somehow find these beers. He was enjoying them. So I'm calling out to the our Chicago, our Illinois reps, that if they want to send us, if they can somehow get their hands on something from Noon Whistle, notably the Gummy Vortex and Hot Prism, we wouldn't be mad at you. And the Pizza Port collab beer they did with Three Floyds.
What?
Called Shred Session.
Shred.
Which applies to metal guitar and also applies to surfing, which is a great meeting of the minds with Pizza Port surfing, Three Floyds metal guitar, Shred Session. I want to have it. I'm looking out for it. Hopefully we'll get it soon. Matt, what are you looking out for?
From Crooked Stave, they're releasing a beer called
Stav.
Do You Even Zest? So it is
a, Do You Even Zest?
It's a zest, like a orange peel zest. It is a fruit zest and hop forward.
Mikey's trying to fridge Mike.
And then...
What's up?
I was at Goldstein's on Sunday evening.
What?
And I only had time for one beer, but they were doing last call. But I feel like I chose the wrong thing. They had a raspberry milk stout on draft from Kern River. And it was called Rass Hat.
Rass Hat. So,
oh, boy.
I feel like that was a beautiful enough name where I probably chose the wrong thing. Should have had a Rass Hat.
Damn it.
And then...
see Rass Hat on the board. Choose it.
I'll have a Rass Hat. Thank you. What'd you call me? Rass Hat. And then it's official. Dry hopped, double dry hopped Orderville. Has been canned.
Oh, man. Oh, yes. Thank you. I forgot to have that in my looking out for. That is a pretty-ass can. That green, that green they've got on that, that is just a lovely green on that can. I need to have that. Damn it.
So those are my looking out for.
All right. Nick, what are you looking out for?
Okay.
Okay.
Funkworks. Pipe Dream. That's really a beer for you guys because it's hazy.
What? Did you just say you're looking out for a hazy beer?
So I'm writing my notes, right? I'm like, okay, Pipeworks, check. Or Funkworks, Pipe Dream, Nintendo-themed beer, check.
Yes.
What's the style? Oh, it's a fucking hazy.
Damn it.
Can't erase.
Because the hazies have all the cool names.
Can't erase my notes.
All the cool marketing.
But I saved the day with these two Bottle Logic beers. Roll for Initiative,
nice.
And Space Trace, both
good
stouts
names.
From Bottle Logic.
Solid names.
There's a new brewery floating around the social media, Matchless Brewing, from Washington, I believe.
Okay.
All the
state of Washington?
The state of Washington. All the kids seem to be raging about it, so I must have this now. And then we jump up higher in my notes to Heavy Seas Beer, Heavy Seas Brewing.
Yes.
Blackbeard's. What the fuck does that say?
Says something pretty cool about.
Yep. Heavy. I was trying to make this quick and we're delaying this. Heavy Seas Beer.
Man. It's so good.
Note to self, write more clearly. Blackbeard's Breakfast.
Blackbeard's.
Blackbeard's Breakfast.
I love Blackbeard's.
Breakfast Imperial Coffee Porter aged in bourbon barrels.
Bourbon barrels.
Yep.
Nobody cares about bourbon barrels anymore.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Okay.
Magnify Brewing.
Oh, yes.
Joyzy.
New Jersey's Magnify.
Yeah. Peak Oil.
Yes, I saw that this week too. I am with you on this. That's two of the three, at least, of us that want that. So
listen to
somebody
this.
In New Jersey. Who's our New Jersey rep?
Jersey rep.
We don't have a New Jersey rep, do we? I would be the New Jersey rep, but I've only been there once. So
you would do it.
I'd do it.
I think totally Excel Perro is the closest.
Yeah, he's the closest, but not that.
Or
close.
Maybe Blue Ox.
That's a pretty long run.
What's closer, Virginia or New York?
It depends on what part you're in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say probably, I think XL Perro is closest. Okay.
So here's the hop bill. Citra, Mosaic, Amarillo in the kettle, and dry hopped with Citra and Mosaic lupulin powders. We then condition this beer on Apollo hop oil for
Apollo
an
hop
intense
oil.
Hop experience.
Have an intense hop
if
experience,
if you
man.
Have not had enough by then.
This hop experience is intense.
Only a 4.3 on Beer Advocate.
Interesting. Ben, hot drinking. Hey, what are you drinking? What are you over there drinking?
Nothing.
I love gold.
New beer entering the show. Donated to us by Gabe. Big Gabe. Colorado. Fuel or Weldworks and Casey Brewing. They did Trans Mountain Diversion. A double IPA with Nelson Sauvin and Citra hops.
I love Nelson. I love Citra. It is hazy.
But it's Citra Sauvin. Is that way different? I don't know.
Nelson.
It's got Nelson. Don't look at it, Nick. Don't look at it. Just pour the beer.
Oh.
Close your eyes and drink it.
Why? Is it hazy?
Maybe.
Jerks.
Maybe.
Hazy jerks.
Matt, what have you been caught drinking this week?
I had a lazy IPA from Alvarado Street. I was up at Southgate, so I had their Devil's Slide, which was the hazy double, which I brought here.
Nice.
Super
good.
They had their Angel Falls Dry Hopped Blonde. I had one of those. And they had an oatmeal stout on nitro. Had one of those.
Oh.
Yep. Newer beer.
I'm interested in this.
And then... it was at Spoke Easy. Got to hang out with Ben on the Sunday. And they had Church on draft. So I had one of those. Those are the notable things that I've been drinking over the weekend. I've had other beers, but they're not as notable.
Yes. Only notable beers and big cock drinking.
One of them, well, beer that at I will be been caught drinking shortly is... I was at Whole Foods the other day, and I noticed that they had a pale ale from Maine. So I picked
yes.
that up.
Yes.
Was it pepper?
Lunch and the pepper.
I have one. The pepper in the fridge. We had lunch, so.
Yep. I have those in my fridge as well. I saw that I was at Whole Foods today, and I was like, and I had looked at, it's funny how you can look at a whole shelf of beer and not see something and then look again and all of a sudden it's there.
Boom.
I looked at everything in that Whole Foods. I was like, this is all the same boring stuff I saw 2 weeks ago when I was here. Boring. I'll go get my my sushi, box sushi and whatever. I'm out of here. No, I don't know. Oh, I was getting it for Becky. and just leave. And then wait. I was like, what's this white label?
Yep.
Wait, this is Maine Brewing Company. Lunch! Lunch! They have lunch! And I stopped. And I was like, they got lunch! Hey! There's lunch right here!
And the guy, the cheese bar's all, we don't care.
Yeah, the guy's all, shut up!
You're ruining my experience.
So I don't know what's going on, but like I've seen lunch all over California. Apparently, they're obviously getting distributed in California. But like Maine's one of the more famous IPAs of all time, Maine's Lunch, is now just sitting there in Whole Foods and in the fridge right now.
Yeah, so I saw Lunch and I was like, well, I had this on draft at Strummer's of all places, and so I was like, I'll pick up that pale ale. So I want to say that I've already been caught drinking it, but I haven't. And I want to say it's looking out for, but I've obtained it.
Yeah.
So
still looking out for
it. It's in between.
Next week.
Limbo Beers.
We'll get a report. Follow Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd or on Instagram, and you might see that get checked in. The Nick 80, what are you doing out there on Untappd, man? What have you been doing?
Yeah, I'm checking
in. What have you been up to?
Checking in.
Ticker. He's a ticker.
See, what did I do? Friday night.
Was all right.
It was all right. I picked up a 12-ounce bottle of Do It.
Do It.
Mm. Alpine's Do It.
Were you also at Whole Foods?
No, I was at Total Wayne and more.
Because that's how all those things are pronounced. Do It and Total Ween.
Total Ween. So I had to do it just for old time's sake, just to make sure I had it before they change it, because you know they're going to change it.
Yeah, it's good call.
And I had a River Buddy, current River Buddy, 22-ounce bomber, still in bombers. Bombers are still a thing. It's 2018. Hmm? It's fine.
What's a bomber?
Oh, then what did I do? Went to the Selma Craft Beer Festival.
Oh.
Had some Bird Street finally.
Made Reggie think you were me.
Lemoore's, yeah, Bird Street, yeah. This is Mike.
This is totally Mike.
11:30.
Having beer at work.
11:30 Tuesday.
Drinking at work. I hope his employer fires him because they see him drinking at work.
Hey, employer, suck it. Drink beers now.
Hey, you that employs me, eat shit. I'm drinking beer.
I'm drinking beer. This is Mike.
This is totally Mike. Here's the last four digits of my social security.
Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, it's true.
Also, I'm not biased now. I'm not
sure
tooting my own horn here, but Zach's Brewing was at the Selma Craft Beer Festival.
Uh-huh.
They have this beer called the Hot Hawaiian.
Uh-huh.
It's the spicy pineapple goza.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes.
This sounds like the beer that was made for my summer. That's my summer, 2018.
That's your summer beer? Spicy pineapple goza?
Yep.
All right. Well, you better get down to Zach's because he's got it, and it's
I can't. Best. They're not open, Nick.
It's the best. I know a guy. His name's Scotty B. He can get you in.
Scotty B. I can get you in, Chief.
Get you in.
Wow. Do we have a tap room update? Can you give us a tap room update of Zach's Brewing?
Same as California. Last week.
Building a brewery from the ground up. And yep.
With my bare hands.
It's taking a long time.
With his bare hands. Yeah, same as last week.
Same as last week.
Same as last week.
Maybe me.
But Hot Hawaiian, look out for that.
Man, he's got that chocotazo, Hot Hawaiian, all kinds.
He's not just talking about Pete.
The blue cheese IPA kept people coming back.
Really?
Yeah.
They're wanting to try that blue cheese IPA?
Uh-huh. They'd look at it, they go, huh? Okay, I'll try it. He had a fig... And goat cheese, was it fig and goat cheese or fig and gouda? No. Fig goat cheese porter, I think. That that was piquing people's interest.
Hmm.
And then he did a hazy, which also made the kids happy.
Oh, yeah. Makes all his but kids happy.
That hot Hawaiian was the beer.
Hot Hawaiian.
Yeah. Everybody else, sadly, just kind of brought regular.
We're going to bring our regular. Beers. What are these nerds now?
The Warthogs were out there. They had some interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Timbler was there from Bakersfield.
Okay.
I think they were farthest.
Oh, that's interesting.
Driven. Tac Ops was there. Pendragon was there. Sierra Nevada. Firestone. Oh, Brew Bakers out of Visalia. I didn't see Barrel House. If they were there, I didn't see them. 411 was there. All the new Ale Trail breweries were there. All Full the Circle Ale was there. Trailers. Saw Skip. Skip says hello.
Skip. What's up, Skip? Might see him at the coming Friends of the Fresno County Library.
Yes.
Event.
Speaking about beers in unconventional places to drink,
mm-hmm.
beer in libraries.
Yeah.
We do that.
That's coming up. Fresno.
We're going along, aren't we? Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Plug it up. Plug it up.
Plug it up. Different show.
Sorry.
Wrong show.
That's it. Oh, then me and Ed's taps for some buzzer breakers.
The one here?
Yeah. Break buzzer.
Breaking blaster. The buzzers.
Breaking
buzzer
stone beer.
Breaking buzzards.
Breaking buzzards.
How was that?
It's good. Good pizza good. Beer.
All right. I just need to get that reco. Yeah, earlier during my pre tailgating, I was at Mad Duck, one of our brew pubs in town. Mm. But I didn't have a Mad Duck beer. I had the
Guest
House of Pendragon Lancelot IPA.
Yes.
It was delicious.
Was it hazy?
It was hazy. It was naturally hazy.
Naturally.
I don't think they inserted the haze with like a syringe and like,
well, they have all Sir Hayes Lancelot and they have unfiltered Lancelot.
Oh,
woo.
Options. I had a 4-pack of Booming Rollers, bought that, been enjoying that this week. And over the weekend, a very much an afternoon beer, Otra Vez from Sierra Nevada.
I had can envy, sir. I have not had the can.
$9.99 a 4 or 6-pack for cans of Otra Vez.
I truly enjoy Otra Vez, and I can't wait for the canned version of that this year. Should.
Oh, and I also had a Pliny and a Blind Pig.
Shut up. Shut it. Shut
I
it
did.
Down.
Must be nice.
Uh-huh.
Shut it.
Producer Becky is one of Producer Becky's best friends.
We don't care, Mike.
Lori.
No, we don't
she
care.
She came from Marin and... And she texted Becky, is like, do you want me to bring any beer? She's like, Mike, do you want any beer from Marin? And I said, Pliny? Because I know there's a place in Fairfax, or Mill Valley. Sorry. Mill Valley, there's like 3 places to get Pliny. And that's what I'm thinking, like, she's going to just go to a market in Mill Valley, which is like 5 minutes away from her, 10 minutes away, and get those. She went up the Russian River, got Pliny and Blind Pigs, just brought them down, and some more from Novato's, Moylan's. So I had some Moylan's IPA.
Moylan's.
By Chris, so it's a good time, good week, man. I had Blind Pig, I had Moylan's, I had Pliny. It's good stuff. It's fun. It was fun. I also went to Hot PK. Had a new beer from House of Pendragon called Drakayana. Drakina. Drakayana?
What?
It's an IPA and it was good.
Are you using words right now?
Sort of. It was an IPA. It's good. So that's what I was caught drinking. I'm Dorktown on Untappd. Or Mikey Topor. Nick is the Nick 80.
That's
and
right.
Matt is Bearded Brewer 87. And this is the perfect board. Do you know that? You know you're listening to this?
Cheese, cheese, cheese.
Cheers to the Golden Guys. Bow, 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 bow. Pew, we're gonna have a listener appreciation episode coming up. We've already talked about that, but I can't tell you which date it is, but we're going to do that. It's just going to be all listener appreciating all the time, all the whole show. We really appreciate the Golden Gods of the Perfect Board, and the Golden Gods are people that actually give us money every month. They pay. They're subscribing.
For this.
Yeah, they pay for this. You're like, wait, I didn't pay. Yeah, that's fine, but these people paid for it via the website patreon.com, patreon.com/perfectpour. And they just donate money to the show because they're like, I like the brand of creativity these guys are pushing out there. And I feel like buying them a beer. And that's what people do every month. $5 or more gets you, you become a Golden God. You get access to our Facebook group, The Porum. You get to hear the tailgate session before the show. And any other bells and whistles we can think up, you will throw to the patrons, the Golden Gods. So big cheers to all the Golden Gods.
Yes.
You really appreciate it. It really helps keep the show going. Like, it doesn't matter how bad my financial situation gets, the show can keep running because of the Golden Gods. We can all be just completely broke. And the three of us can be just like destitute broke. We can still do the show because of you guys. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter.
I can't afford my $5 lattes.
That's right.
And the show will
go on. So cheers to everyone that donates to the show. Cheers to everyone that shares the show on their social media or subscribes to the show. This helps us exponentially. And big cheers to that. And Matt, well, you got some cheers.
Cheers out to new untapped friend, Derek. Cheers out to you. And also cheers out to a friend that Green Giant brought out one evening to spin doing some DJ stuff. Also figured out he's a craft beer drinker. Also, he volunteered for Frez. Yes. So an upstanding, outstanding individual. It's Scotty Bairstow, which I'm told he was also.
Is that a beer plan word from Barstow, the town of Barstow?
No.
He says Bairstow?
That's his name.
Okay. No, now I want to be called Bairstow. Forget Mikey Top Bar. I want to be called Bairstow.
And I'm told he was also a KFSR legend. So.
Oh, that's okay. Now that's sounding.
Oh, Bairstow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that guy, I got to meet him.
KFSR is our local, our Fresno State radio station that after 6 p.m. would become a cool station to listen to.
Or did he do Evening Eclectic?
He had to do Eclectic.
Everybody did Evening Eclectic.
With Bairstow.
What was the first thing you said? What show you said on KFSR? Where you thought he was on?
Jazz?
Oh, jazz.
It's a genre.
Yeah, well, no, but I mean, like.
Yeah, I might have pulled from out a specific. Like, I can't remember.
No, from like midnight to freaking 6 p.m. is jazz.
Evening Eclectic.
Yeah.
Evening Eclectic.
That was
time
at least 10 years ago.
Yeah. But,
that was trumpet solo era. I remember him.
Did he play a trumpet solo song?
Maybe. Who knows?
We were rather jazzy.
One of my best friends, Derek Snidely Whiplash on KFSR. If you remember Snidely Whiplash on KFSR, I would like give him like some local music to play, and one of them was Ribbit, and they only had a tape.
Wow.
That, and he had to crank everything up to like 11. Like every volume on the board had to be cranked up to 11 for it to even almost sound like it was being broadcast on the radio station. So that's, I don't know. I just dropped that Ribbit. In there. Ribbit.
Ribbit. Micah, the bass player, used to work at the credit.
Yes. Table. Oh, look, you know Ribbit. Yeah. Look at, you know Micah.
He worked for my mom.
Yeah. Oh, Micah Johnson. And his dad is a famous guitar teacher at Charlie Daniels Music.
That is not still around.
Well, I don't know. The Charlie Daniels from the old Blackstone.
In Pinedale.
Yeah, well, now it's a Pinedale, but before it used to be off Shields.
Get a $5 hot and ready pizza now.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, oh, yeah. I think that was still there when the Charlie Daniels was in there. Yeah, it's not too often you get such a late tangent. Wow, you really won, person that's still here. Thanks for listening to the Perfect Four. We really tried to get under 2 hours, but didn't work out that way.
We sure rammed that up.
Sorry. Maybe next week we'll get under two
hours. Sorry.
Thanks for listening to the Perfect Four at Perfect Four Pod. Be safe. Have fun. Check your dates.
Check your dates.
Whee!
Peace out.
Put bacon in your beer.
Do it.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, you guys finally done?
Yeah.
Getting home early.
Hey.
This
is the show already.
'Apple? Do you want me to hold the spit? Just kidding, Officer Farva. So, do you want to dip a size your meal for a quarter more?
Want me to punch a size your face for free? Some male figure, I'm his dad. And stop with the whole transfer thing. Christ. You know what? I gotta go. Let's talk about this later, okay? Okay, bye.
Now don't give me any lip.
It's just a quarter, and look how much more you get.
I said no!
It's just 25 cents.
Hey, listen, guy. He doesn't want it. I can handle this, Ramathorn. I don't want it!
Right. Beverage?
Give me a liter of cola.
A what?
A liter of cola.
Liter of cola? Do we make liter of cola?
Well, you just order a large Farva. I don't want a large Farva. I want a goddamn liter of cola.
I don't know what that is.
Leader is French. Forgive me some fucking cola before I break Boo's fucking lips.
All right, relax.
That look like spit to you?
Yeah.
Ah, fuck it. I feel like a real cop again.
Well, I wouldn't get used to it because you know it's not going to last.
Bullshit. I'm not going anywhere.
All right, buddy.
Hell, we're about to get shut down anyway.
Oh, yeah?
That's a lot of dimp. What do you do if you get transferred?
I don't know. I mean, Bobby doesn't want to leave, and I don't want to leave her and Arlo.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. Who gives a shit? I'm about to win 10 million bucks anyway, right?
Are you? What are you going to do with that 10 million bucks? And you can't say buy the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I'd buy a $10 million car.
Yeah, good investment, but I'd pull you over.
Bullshit, you can never catch me.
Oh, I could never catch you.
Well, if you did, I'd activate my car's wings and fly away. I got a good feeling about this. Damn it, you burger punk! You son of a bitch!